WEAF, New York. A pack of Avalon cigarettes, please.
Yes, sir. Oh, just a moment, sir. Don't forget your change. You'd never guess, but Avalon cost you less.
So why not always travel on with Avalon?
Good evening, friends. This is Del King lifting the cellophane curtain on another half hour of Avalon Time with Red Foley, Jeanette, the Avalon Chorus, and Bob Strong and his orchestra. And the only man in radio with packed pockets and pants to match, Red Skelton.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, Del, there's no patches in my pants. That's a shadow.
That's the first shadow I ever saw with a seam.
Good old Del King. Half man, half mustache.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, Mike.
Are you a college boy, or did a horse step on your hat?
Yeah. Listen, microphone, you better be good or you won't go to heaven.
I'd just as soon go where you're going.
How do you know that's where I'm going?
You own the place.
Yeah. What makes you think I own the place?
At rehearsal, I heard the sponsor giving it to you.
You don't bother me, microphone. I just got back from Louisville where I paid a visit at the Kentucky Derby. What I mean, paid. Well, I really had a lot of fun down there. You should have seen me. I wore a high silk hat, white spats, a frock tail coat, and for a novelty, I wore shoes. I was with Mr. Avalon, our sponsor. He'd tell a joke, and I'd laugh, and I'd tell a joke. And he'd tell a joke, and I'd laugh, and I'd tell a joke. The sponsor really liked me, though. He really did. He invited me over to his private box and let me run errands all afternoon. I love horses, though. I have a horse called Dictator. He thinks he's a thoroughbred, but he's a big jackass. See, so this horse of mine is really a lovely horse to ride, but he's so skinny. I ride him 3 miles, and I'm not knee for 3 weeks. But down at the race this year, they had some lovely horses, and do I pick them? I pick horses' names out of a hat. Plug hat. I picked one winner out of the whole race. That horse was so long, he came in first, second, and third. But the next race, I lost the money that I won. I had a hunch that horse would lose when the horse I picked jumped over the fence, borrowed my newspaper, and started reading the one ads to the jockey. That horse was so old that after the race, a milk wagon chased him for 3 blocks. But the next race, I really picked a Lulu. That horse was slow. I should have known that horse was slow the minute the jockey came out dressed in a nightgown. and what a bad... What a bad loser that horse was. No, after the race, he walked over to the winner and he says, "Hey, you, we'll settle this out in the alley." But on the way home, I found out why they say racing is the sport of kings. Pop told Mom how much he lost, and she crowned him. Well, I think I've been trotting around the track long enough, so I'll turn the track over to Red Foley from the hair, the same color. And he's got those funny old hills to smooth out. Take it over, fella. Weather's clear, track's fast. There you are.
I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing lele ole. And the funny old hills sing back to say lele ole, lele ole, lele ole. I'm far away. I love the foothills beyond the plain. They love to echo my lone refrain. I'm happy on the prairie all the day, singing lay. Leliole. And the funny old hill sang back to say, Leliole, 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 from far away. I got no gal, I got no pal to keep me company. Only got the funny old hill singing along with me. But I'm happy and it's there I long to stay, singing Leliole. While the funny old hill sang back to say, Leliole, 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 from far away, from far away, from far away.
Well, Red Foley, and now for a point in economy, Del King for Avalon.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you make a purchase and find out later you could have bought the same identical quality for less money, well, you feel that you've been taken advantage of, don't you? Well, friends, don't let this happen to you on your cigarette purchases. When you can get highest quality in Avalon cigarettes for 3 to 5 cents less per pack than other popular price brands, why pay more? Why don't you give yourself the benefit of that saving? And I'm not just talking about pennies, because that difference on every pack of cigarettes you smoke turns into many, many dollars in a very short time. Yes, Avalon's cost you 3 to 5 cents less, but you'd never guess they cost you less. 100% union made from a matchless blend of choice Turkish and domestic tobaccos, they have a quality equal to or better than any cigarettes you've ever smoked, regardless of price, regardless of brand. You have so much to gain in Avalon. Highest quality, exceptional economy, they're certainly worth a trial. Why not try a pack tonight?
Playing and the angels sing. And this is Red Skelton coming from Chicago.
A bag of wind from the Windy City.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Miss Stillwell. My goodness, I'm glad to see you. Say, you look nice, and I like your evening gown. It's kind of skimpy, though.
Well, what's wrong with it? It's the latest thing.
Late? I'd say it hasn't even arrived yet.
I think Edna's gown looks pretty nice from what I can see.
And you can see plenty.
Well, listen to the Cinderella man talking. The
Cinderella man? Does he have to be back someplace by 12 o'clock?
No, but that full dress suit does. Yeah.
I thought that was a rented suit.
It is not. The man's let me wear it for nothing. All I have to do is press a button every 2 minutes, and the shirt fight in the front lights up and says, Ginsburg's Credit Store.
Well, the pants are awful droopy. Why don't you buy a belt?
Why should I support my pants? They never did anything for me. That's the phone. I'll take it. Hello?
Hello, is this the Ripley program?
No, it's not the Ripley program. Why?
Well, I guess something is sensational. Two rats are fighting in my room.
You got what? You got
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you, but I lost my place in the script. What's so remarkable about two rats fighting in a room?
They're wearing boxing gloves.
Don't let that guy in Cincinnati. Who's at the door?
Well, that ain't Mrs. O'Leary's cow.
Hercules, come in. See, I bet you've been hanging around the main part of Chicago all day. You got a big loop under each eye. Say, where have you been, Herky?
Oh, I've been out gawking at everything. And when I got home, I was too tired to even iron out a few things.
Why don't you send your stuff to the laundry?
Well, I don't think there's any laundries in Chicago, Mrs. Skelton.
Why?
Well, I read something about the rain washes out Chicago socks.
On your sightseeing tour, did you see the Wrigley Building, Herky?
Oh, yes, I did, Miss Stillwell. But you know, I think it's a fake. Why, I stood there 3 hours and it didn't wriggle an inch.
What have you got a pencil pad for, Herky?
Oh, I'm a newspaper reporter.
Yeah?
And they sent me down here to interview you. Oh. It'll be a good publicity
stuff. Oh, I don't care much about publicity.
Well, then, for heaven's sake, let go of my coattail.
Have you interviewed many people, Herky?
Oh, I'll say I have. Why, I just interviewed a big meat packer who's getting a divorce because his wife talks too much. And what a headline that'll make. Meat packer cans tongue. Well, so long, Mr. Skelton. I'm out to get another scoop before somebody steals my shovel. I'll see you.
Good old Herky. What a newspaper man. He probably thinks the free press is valet service on the house. Hi there, Skelton.
Oh, hiya there, Red Foley. Say, how do you find Chicago?
Oh, that's easy. I just get off the train where the sign says, vote for Kelly.
Did you see me down at the station? There's a big delegation there to meet me.
Hey, did they give you the key to the city?
No, they gave him a one-way ticket to Vinsand. Yeah.
They did not. One guy took my picture.
Yeah, and another guy took his fingerprint.
Yeah.
Say, where will I find the Corn Exchange Building? Is this it?
Uh-oh, there's a gag coming that ain't in here. What? Well, here I come, Mr. Bone. What makes you think this is the Corn Exchange Building?
Well, I see two grain brokers out in the audience bidding for this script.
How about that? That guy Foley's going out and got himself a writer. Who is it, Jenny Baker? Go ahead.
Say, Skelton, are you going to stay in my room again tonight?
Well, I was planning on it.
It's a 5-year plan if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Hey, Skelton.
Yeah, what is it, Del?
You haven't met Bob Strong.
No, I've been looking him over, though. He don't look so strong to me. What a gag.
Oh, no, well, you ought to see him tear through a telephone book with his bare hands.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing. You ought to see Skelton tear through the Grand Central Station with his bare feet.
Well, bring him over here.
Okay, Red, but first I want to tip you off about him. He's quite the man about town, a devil with the ladies and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So be prepared.
Well, what do I look like, a country bumpkin? And don't yes me.
Bob Strong, come on over and meet Red Skelton.
Hiya, Skelton.
Hiya, Bob.
Hey, what part of the county did I take over?
Well, you could... What part of the county did you take over? What do you mean?
Well, Fred Allen has Van Steeden. Jack Benny has Phil Harris. Now, you need my help. You're slipping.
Slipping? I ain't been anywhere yet.
Gee whiz. Well, I just thought I'd tip you off, Skelton. You're in Chicago now.
Oh, put me wise, huh? You don't have to start that stuff with me, brother. It ain't my first time to a big city.
Oh, no? Skelton got off the train, took one look at a skyscraper, and yelled, Timber!
Well, by the way, Mr. Wells, I want you to meet Mr. Strong.
Hello, Edna.
Hello, Bob.
Oh, well, you don't have to be so formal.
Say, you like to play games?
Edna? Oh, yes. I love them.
Funny you don't like to play games with me.
Bet your nickel I can kiss you without touching you.
I'll bet you can't.
Bet your nickel you can kiss without touching. Ah, that's an old gag. She knows it. Everybody knows that gag. Sure. He's going to... Oh! What are you kicking me in the shins for? Gee, I just thought you knew it, and he looks tired. Been standing over a hot orchestra all day, and...
Who's playing this game, anyway? Go ahead, Bob. Let's see you do it.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh, but you touched me.
That's right. Here's your nickel.
Now I knew you knew that gag. We're on kissing everybody. You don't play game. I play the same game. I'll bet you I can kiss you without touching you.
Okay, put up the $100.
Oh, it's enough of this silly business. Play some music. Say, Jeanette, how about singing Heaven Can Wait? Will you, Emmy?
Can wait, this is paradise, just being here with you, and breathing the air you do, heaven can wait. Darling, it's true, this is paradise, gazing at all your charms. It's heavenly in your arms, heaven can wait. You must be an angel on a visit from the sky. Now I look at heaven when I look into your eyes. Heaven can wait, this is paradise, loving the way we do. Until I go there with you, heaven can wait. You must be an angel on a visit from the sky. Now I look at heaven when I'm looking through your eyes. Heaven can wait, this is paradise, loving the way we do. Until I go there with you, heaven can wait. That
was Jeanette singing Heaven Can Wait. Next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Red, pardon me just a minute, but here's where I take over for Avalon.
Hey, wait a minute, Del. Why should the announcer be the only one to handle a commercial?
Yeah, why don't you let me sing one? Yeah.
I've got a poem.
Oh, wait a minute, we haven't got time for both. Tell you what I'll do. I'll toss the coin. The winner gets to do what he wants. Toss the coin.
Wait a minute, Red. I noticed you're tossing a cent. You know, Avalon's cost 3 to 5 cents less than other popular price brands.
Stop horning in, Dale. You'll get a reading announcement. Here, now, wait a minute. There you are, Mr. Well, you win. Home. Go ahead.
Okay, here goes. Oh, Avalon cigarettes sure are peachy. I like Avalon's and Donna Michi.
Oh, they'll love this in Louisville.
choice Turkish and domestic tobaccos blended. I'll bet you think this poem is ended.
Yeah, I bet I know it has. Take over, Del.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm not through. Oh. A smoke so smooth, so mild, and so fine. Oh, Avalon, Avalon, you are divine. And 3 to 5 cents less. Oh, yes. You'd never guess they cost you less. So why don't all of us, next time less, ask for Avalon cigarettes?
Boy, you made...
you made that last one rhyme the hard way, didn't you?
And don't forget your change.
That was very good. Say, you know what? We should always have a rhyme on this program, because rhyme rhymes with Avalon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, your hair is tawny, and are you corny?
Yeah.
Now, if you two don't stop, I'll call me a cop. Oh, shucks, you got me doing it.
Wait, well, we can't keep this up. By all that's holy, I think I'll call upon Red Foley. Wait, look, get us out of here, will you, Foley? We're high as a kite. What are you going to say?
Red skies in the night.
Yeah, sing it, boy.
Shadows are falling, peace at eventide, and I am recalling when you were by my side. Red skies in the night are a shepherd's delight. Red skies in the night bring a vision of you. Alone by a stream where the meadows are green, all I do is dream. When the long day is through,
sheep are straying, you keep calling her name,
and my heart keeps saying, I come back again. Oh, shepherds in love, yet I'm lonely and blue. Red skies in the night bring a vision of you.
Bring a vision of
you. That was nice going there, Red Foley, with Red Skies in the Night. And now for one of our Gaga Sagas, one of Skelton's ancestors, Napoleon Bonaparte Skelton. Say, Del, you set the scene for Napoleon, will I, while I round up the cast?
Okay, Red.
Okay. Bob Strode, come here.
In the spring of 1814, the Napoleon was exiled to the island of Elba. After 10 long months, he returned to France, where once again he marched at the head of his triumphant legions. As the scene opens, we find Napoleon Skelton and his wife, the Empress Josephine. The time, the fateful day of June the 18th, 1815. The place, Waterloo.
Napoleon, you're driving me insane. You haven't spoken for an hour. Why do you keep standing there with your hand in your pocket? Your coat.
Sometimes it helps me relax. Sometimes it helps me to think. But this time I've lost the button off my shorts. I loaned it to the general for a game of tiddlywinks.
The Countess of Olesker to see Napoleon.
Say, that accent. You must be from South France. Uh-oh. Josephine, there's something I must tell you. The Countess is in love with me.
Why?
Well, maybe it's right here. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a big man.
Big? Well, you're so short, the seat of your pants leaves footprints. Yeah.
Josephine, you forget my rank.
I could never forget your rank.
Sacre bleu.
Well, what'll I tell the counters, Nappy?
Nappy? Listen, you call me Nappy again and Nappy Slappy so happy.
Show the countess up.
Just bring her in. I'll show her up.
Sacre bleu.
Napoleon, as your empress, I'm asking you not to see that woman again. And as your wife, I'm telling you.
Oh, if I could... Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. Sacre bleu. Can't you say anything but sacre bleu?
Sacre purple?
I was much happier in Elba. After the war, I think I'll leave France.
From what I hear, I know you will.
I wonder why the English don't attack. General Vaison, bring me my war maps. I must plan an attack.
Here are all your war maps, liar.
The word fire, that's a misprint. Now we'll attack from the right, and we'll open fire in the center. We can't fail. That's the way Caesar won his battle.
Copycat?
I am not.
Napoleon, have you any plan to combat the fact that the English don't fire till they see the whites of the enemy's eyes?
Well, let me see. I got it. Have our men to fight blindfolded.
Ah, you are truly a genius, Napoleon.
Oh, no.
La belle France.
Oh.
La belle France.
Please.
La belle France.
Well, maybe I am slipping. I thought I'd get four bells.
The Duke of Wellington approaches by himself. Nappy?
Yeah.
I wonder what the Duke of Wellington wants.
I don't know. He probably wants the truce, the whole truce, and nothing but the truce. Shh. Here he comes. Well, 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 Wellington.
Cheerio, Napoleon. Why, say, don't bother to get up, old tomato. Yeah.
What do you mean, don't bother to get up? I'm standing. Don't be misled just because I'm short. Precious things come in small packages.
Yeah, so does poison.
Yeah.
I say, as commander of the British forces, old boy, I'm asking you to chuck it all. Give it up, you know. Go back to your knitting. What?
Will you have some tea, Monsieur Le Duc?
Oh, thank you.
Will you have tea with lemon?
Well, I'll drink with anybody. Now about this forthcoming battle, old bean. You know, it's an impossible task. Rum go and all that. There's no chance for you. Got you cornered. What?
Wait, you asking me or telling me? What kind of talk is that, anyway?
Here's the tea and crumpets. Want me for anything else, Nappy?
Thank you for that. You called me Nappy the last time. Grab that guy. Stand him up against the wall.
Let him alone, Napoleon. He meant no harm.
I know what I'm doing to this rat. Ready! Aim! You're fired!
why, the little chap's a veritable beast, what? Oh, now, look here, Napoleon. Suppose we pull a coup d'etat.
You wouldn't dare. What's a coup d'etat?
Well, you ought to know. You're French.
Well, can I help it if I'm ignorant? Coup d'etat.
Now, see here, old plum pudding. We've got you surrounded and outnumbered. Now, why any more needless fighting? All we demand is that you leave France forever.
Well, I guess you're right. But where will I go to leave my Josephine? To leave my friends? Where shall I go?
As far as I'm concerned, you can go to Helena.
I'll see you in Elba first.
We hope you've enjoyed tonight's show, and we cordially invite you to be with us next Saturday evening at the same time when the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation will again present Avalon Time. Del King speaking. Good night, everybody. Avalon Time comes to you from our Chicago studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company.